I'll be taking my Bible reading. You know, today is the first Sunday and we're here to dance. We're here to rejoice. We're here to praise God. So I'll be taking my Bible reading from Isaiah 43. I'll be reading two verses, verses 3 and 4. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you. Okay, I think very few are waking up. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. The title of this Thanksgiving service message is, You Are So Precious. You are so precious. The word of God said to you, a message from your lover to you. It says, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. What a statement from the one who made the heaven and the earth. What a statement from the one who created every mankind. This is favor of the highest order. Getting what you are not entitled to and causing people to die instead of you. What a favor. It's a favor that God showered upon those that he loved, those that are precious to him. And you are precious to him because of the thing in you, the person in you, Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Shout hallelujah, somebody. This is favor of the highest order that you are supposed to enjoy. Getting jobs you are not supposed to get. Getting a raise and a promotion that are meant for others. While others are being fired, your contract is being renewed with a better pay. He says, because I love you, I will cause people to die instead of you dying. I will take the promotion that is meant for others, I will give to you. Put your hands together and clap for this great God. What a mighty God we serve. All because he said that you are honorable. All because he said you are loved. All because he said that you are precious in his sight. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Because you are so precious, you enjoy divine favor. Shout hallelujah. Last Sunday, if you're observant, I was not in church. How many of us noticed I was not in church? I was not here. So on my way back to the country, I traveled out of the country. I didn't know what happened in this country. By the time I got to the tarmac, The place was jam-packed. And I saw a queue or a line from the terminal outside the terminal. So when I saw people outside the terminal, I thought they were going somewhere else. I checked in my luggage and they directed me to the security point. So I got to the security point. I said, well, I am about to travel. And they knew that. But they said, you see, for you to go through the security, you have to go out of the tarmac. That is the line. I thought it was a joke. I walked out of the tarmac or the terminal, outside the terminal, to take my own queue. It was that slow. And I'm not talking about Nigeria, so it's not Nigeria. I'm talking about London, the UK. So after some time, I got into the terminal. And I was looking at my time. I stood in this huge queue. The place was jam-packed. You know why it was jam-packed? You know something happened to their mother. You understand? Aha. So people were now going back to their different location. I was standing, and somebody looked at me from afar, who was working at the airport, and walked straight to me and said, can I see your boarding pass? And I showed him. He removed it, cracked it, and I followed him. He removed the second one. I followed him. He said, this is the fast track. This is where I can lead you to. And he just walked away. Since you are so precious in my sight. That is God for you. He says, you are so honorable in my sight. You are so loved. You are so precious. Therefore, I will give men for your life. When accident is supposed to take your life, I will bring somebody else. And you can't query him because he is the creator of all mankind. He says, I love you. When somebody loves somebody, there's nothing he cannot do for that somebody. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and said, I'm in love. And you need to see. The Bible says, Jesus Christ so loved us that he died because he loved. Love? I'm not talking about infatuation. I'm talking about love. And that love is not love one thing. It's a big one. That is what God said, I should tell you. That regardless of what you are going through, you are so precious to him. Trust me. Look at your neighbor and say, you are seated beside the beloved of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. You are so precious. He demonstrated his love towards us in Romans 8:32. It says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us very few things? Very few things. There are certain parts of the scripture that I cling on. Like a lynch. This is one of the scriptures. He said, listen, the best that I had in heaven, I released him for you. What else is remaining that I can give unto you? Listen, until you understand scripture and how to walk with God, you will grope in darkness. You will murmur. You will complain. But if you know the principles that governs God, the principles that operates heaven, you will get things easily. And let me be the one to tell you, I can only preach to you. I can only pray for you. But for you moving to the next level, it's your business. You may hire prayer contractors. They will eat your money clean clear. But when the chips are down, you are the one to take the bulls by the horn. You are the one to settle your case in the place of prayer. Jacob settled his case in the place of prayer, but you are waiting for a pastor to pray for you. I will pray for you. I will continue to pray for you, but God forbid that I refuse to pray for you. In the night, I pray for you. But you know what? There is a limit where my prayers can take you. Don't you understand that? Jesus, who is also called Jesus, went to the mountaintop to pray. The reason? Because he was carrying this thing called the flesh. Look, you are looking at me as though you still send money to prayer contractors in Nigeria. Even if you send $1, that's a lot of naira. God did not spare his son. Don't allow anyone or anything or any devil to redefine your life. Huh? You are so precious. There's nothing this God cannot do for you. I say you are so precious. You're highly esteemed. In the sight of God, there is nothing he cannot do for you. Things may look obscured and ambiguous. You cannot comprehend what is going on now. But please, I beg you, don't ask that question. Please, don't ask it. Why me? It's a devilish question. What you are saying, why me? God, you are Pasha. And he's not a Pasha God. What he allows it for a purpose. And very soon, that purpose will be revealed. Look at your neighbor and say, very soon, that purpose will be revealed because you are precious in the sight of God. Lift up your right leg and shout hallelujah. Things may look very obscured right now. Things may look very ambiguous right now. You may not be able to explain what is going on now. But the one who can explain it said that you are precious. And there is no darkness this God cannot brighten up. Get into where you are. Shout hallelujah. For this God that loves you, there is no mountain he cannot climb to get to you. This God who loves you, there is no obstacle or hindrances he can't kick away just to get to you. Give that big God a big clap offering in the name of Jesus. Just keep on keeping on. Let me be the one to remind you that this God has not forgotten you. I say he has not forgotten you. Keep on clapping if you believe he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He's thinking about you. He's walking behind the scene. You may not be able to explain what is going on, but I'm here to tell you that you are precious in the sight of God. He loves you. He loves you. He said you are honored. You are an honorable gentleman. The situation may not explain it, but the one who matters the most is telling you, I love you with a passion. There's nothing I cannot do for you. Come, Jesus. The master of the storm is in charge. Your celebration is at hand. I say your celebrations are at hand. No devil can stop God from loving you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to be happy and rejoice. I feel like playing the keyboard. Since I didn't see a keyboard, it's here. Everybody testifies. Hey, John Omewa testifies you. Evans. In the sight of God, because you are going through what you are going through does not mean that you are not precious. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. Just because you are going through those unexplainable challenges does not mean that you are not precious in the sight of the Lord. Because you are precious, your praise is precious. Because you are precious, your thanksgiving is precious. Because you are precious, your dancing is also precious. Because you are precious, everything you do is precious. Your shouting is precious. Because you are precious. Don't allow what you're going through to make you feel or think that you are not precious. You are precious. God said so. The one that matters the most said so. And he sent me to you to tell you that you are precious. One of my son lying flat on the hospital bed, the mother was telling me that a worship song was going on. In his pains, he lifted both hands and he was worshiping God. He was worshiping God. He was worshiping God. But here you are. In the sanctuary, and you still find it difficult to praise God. What should I say unto you? Should I say shame on you? No, I won't say so. I won't say so. I won't say so. God loves you. And he says, I should tell you that regardless of what you are going through, he loves you. You are precious. He is walking behind the scene. And very soon, what is working behind the scene will be so apparent. It says, because I love you. Do you know that the Bible even said that when a child of God dies, Psalm 106 verse 15, 116 verse 15, it says that precious is the death of a saint. The reason? Because he's coming to mind in my sight. Even when a Christian dies, it is precious. Because that Christian is coming to see me. God is looking forward to when he will see you and you will see him face to face. Because then you don't have this body. You have a transformed body. God is looking for that union. But prior to that time, he wants me to tell you that you are precious. That husband is coming. That wife is coming. Those children are coming. The business and business centers are coming. That promotion is coming. Listen, if it's not available, he will snatch it from people and give to you. You say, how can God do that? And he has done it. You are the God. He's the Almighty. He does not take permission from anyone. And no one can stop him when it is time to bless you. Who can quench, say you, Lord? Awesome. Who can quench you, Lord? The reason you are the God. You are so precious. What God says about you and the position He places you is what matters the most. What people say about you, how people think about you does not matter. Because the one that matters the most says, I should tell you again, that you are precious, you are honorable, you are loved, you are precious. Statements like this keeps me going, because the one that matters the most is in love with me. How many of you have been in love before? Huh? What is the meaning of this? I think all married men should. So you don't want your wife to see your hand, or what do you mean? You are so precious. Second Chronicles. I know you want me to continue that route, but I'm not going that route. Yeah, I'm not going that route. Second Chronicles 5, 12 and 13. Second Chronicles 5, 12 and 13. Also, reading from the King James Version. Also, the Levites, which were the singers, and all of them of Asa, of Heman, of Judatim, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harp, stood at the east end of the altar. And with them, 120 priests sounding the trumpets. You see, brethren, from generation to generation, praising the Lord is the fundamental principle of serving God. You cannot confess that you are serving God and praising, worshiping, and dancing before God becomes an uphill task. God does not need our food. He does not eat our kind of food, because if He wants to eat, He says a cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to Him. Psalm 50 and verse 10. He does not need our money, because silver and gold belongs to Him. Habakkuk 2 verse 8. Silver and gold belongs to Him. He does not need our money per se. But what does He want and what does He need? Worshippers. He seeks after worshippers. So please, we are in church this first Sunday of October to praise, to worship, and to adore God. He enjoys your praise. He enjoys your worship. In fact, He knows the tone of your voice. He knows how you sing. And there's no how you sing. It is melodious in His ears, because you are precious. When you find out a child that is loved by his parents, you will know. And when you find out parents, I've seen parents having their children dance, okay? Even the grown-up ones that dance, you find out that the parents, if you look at their eyeball, the only person they see is their daughter or their son. You think they are seeing everybody? No, it's just their daughter or their son. Pastor does that too. And God says, my eyes goes to and fro, beholding the good and the bad. So instead of bad things happening to you, He will remove you and put a bad person to enjoy badness. And that's why you find that I've heard testimonies. Then I was just driving, and all of a sudden a car came in front of me, and boo. Since you were so precious to me, and you are so honorable and so loved, I will give men for your sake. I will give people for your life. So what happens if you are not a person of God? What happens if you are not serving God? So you become a mincemeat for the enemy. May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Put those hands together. Put those hands together. Hence, we are here to praise and to worship God. Don't allow anything to obstruct your dancing and your rejoicing. Shall we rise? Psalm 95, 1 and 2. It says, Psalm 95, 1 and 2, say, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Psalm 100, verses 1 through to 5. We're going to read it together now. Look at the screen. Or you want to look through your Bible. Psalm 100, verse 1 through to 5. 2, go. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good, is God. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and enter his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy endureth, and his truth endureth to all generations." You are so precious. So precious. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have life everlasting." If God so loved you, do you love him? Have you accepted the gift from your lover? If you are not born again, then you are not returning the love that he has for you back to him. And the only way you can demonstrate your love for God is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The only way your praise, your worship can be acceptable is when you're doing it in Christ, for Christ in you is the hope of glory. Is there anyone in the house, you know you're not born again? You know Jesus is not in you. You know you're not free from sin, and you want that to happen this day, this first Sunday of October. Just lift up your hand and bring it down, and I'll pray with you. You are not born again. You are not free from sin. You are still living in sin. Shoot up your hand and bring it down, and I'll pray with you. Those of us online, you can do the same. God so loved you. He wants you to reciprocate that love by accepting Jesus. For those of us that are born again, you know you're born again. And you want that your love for God to last your lifetime. You don't want to betray the love that God has for you by going back to the world. Stretch your hands towards the altar and say, "Lord, I love you." Stretch your hands towards the altar. If you know you love him, say, "Lord, I love you. Please help me that I will love you throughout my lifetime, that regardless of what I'm going through, oh Lord, help me that my love for you will continue throughout my lifetime. Help me not to compromise the love you have for me. Help me, Lord, not to go back to the devil. Help me, Lord. So that only those that endure to the end shall be saved. Help me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Yeah.